Hey, baby, I know you've had a hard day. Packing lunches, folding laundry, getting the oil changed in the caravan. Or maybe you've spent 8 hours in the cubicle with that jerk boss looking over your shoulders. Settle down, pour a glass of red, kick your shoes off and forget about your cares, baby. It's time for the Hannah and Susanna Show.
Hey, this is Anna Lind Thomas, and guess what, friends? This is the very last episode where the podcast is called The Anna and Susanna Show. It is bittersweet, I have to tell you, but mostly sweet because honestly, it's about to get so good it hurts. All right? Like me and cheesecake. So good, it hurts, pretty much. All right? You know, I think there'd be a lot of experts who would say that changing my podcast name every year for 3 years straight is probably bad for business. I think we started off the Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's podcast, then the Anna and Susanna Show, and now we are evolving to It's Not That Serious, Pursuing Joy in Yesterday's Makeup. All right? There it is. It's Not That Serious. That's what's going to be called next week, so don't get all confused. All right? Don't look at your phones or whatever you're listening to the podcast on and be like, wait a minute, that's not the name of the show. What is this? All right? I've warned you. It's going to be called It's Not That Serious. All right? And you're going to love it. Trust me. If you love the Ann and Susanna Show, if you love the Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's podcast, your mind's going to be blown. I don't want to oversell it because then that means that your expectations are going to be high, and that's one thing I don't like is high expectations, okay? But, you know, listen, it's going to be good. It's going to be good, all right? Maybe next year I'll change the name again. I don't know. I'll call it Mommy Hacks or something. No, I won't. I'll never do that. For one, I know zero mommy hacks, and everybody knows I just pretty much fly by the seat of my pants. So I won't be helping anyone with parenting, okay? I'm the one who needs help. So anyway, you don't have to worry about that. But in all seriousness, I have never been more excited about where God's been leading, and I have such a profound gratitude that he enabled me to practice podcasting with Susanna when the show was just all about irreverent humor. Do any of you longtime listeners, do you guys remember our confessions episode where Susanna, like, and I confessed our deepest, darkest secrets, and she admitted to putting all her boogers behind her bed's headboard. Okay, it was a classic. All right, those were good times. Those were really, really good times. My goodness, the very first episode, we had such bad experiences recording. We had so many technical issues that we recorded an entire episode, lost the audio, recorded the episode again, lost the audio. The next day recorded again, lost the audio, and then finally got it to work the fourth time. Do you know how hard it is to repeat the same conversation with somebody? Not once, not twice, not three, but four times. Telling the same joke. Susanna had to fake the same laugh over and over again. And then guess what? That episode has, I think, 1.5 million listens because we talked about the fart story. So, you know, listen, you never know what's going to happen, folks. But I remember those days so fondly, and us not having any idea what we're doing, no clue how to even make a podcast work. The whole thing was just so silly, and it was a good time. But at one point, Susanna and I just realized that God wanted us to go deeper, and he had really impressed this upon both of us at the same time. And, you know, I don't know, I think he was building a foundation within us. He was building our character. It was a part of the training. And he said, listen, I know you guys are funny. Ha ha ha. Okay. Boogers on the headboard. You know, Anna's mom found her marital drawer. Okay, with all those saucy contents. Okay, I get it. It's a good hoot. But I want you girls to let the world know that you know who I am and what I'm doing in your lives. And it was so clear to both of us that we made a dramatic shift. So we went from irreverent mommy humor to basically a Bible study format. And to be honest, we lost 75% of our audience by doing that. and I don't regret a freaking second of it. The people who stuck with us and listened, the mighty following that we currently have, some of the most amazing women I've ever had the honor to get to know, particularly those who have joined us in the Word Up Club. Honestly, you know, it was some of the most transformative, life-breathing work we've ever done. And God worked through this last season and transformed lives in a way I've never experienced through all of my years creating content. And I am so deeply humbled and proud of what God did through this tiny little Christian show. And so I will say it's still going to be faith-based because that's who I am, and I'm not going to pretend to be anything else. But I believe God has said clear as a bell that it's time to move. It's time to move again. And the path that's being cleared for is for joy. Finding joy amongst chaos, amongst anger, amongst tragedy, amongst stress, and amongst sleep deprivation. All right. And to find joy, you know, listen, one step is not taking life so freaking seriously. All right. I mean, good grief. Lighten up a little bit. All right. You know, I love the line in Trolls, the movie where Princess Poppy, she's in this just, she's a very happy, loving character who sings and dances. And there's this other character, Branch, played by Justin Timberlake, who lost his grandma when he was a little boy, and he has been pretty grumpy, all right, a real negative Nancy ever since. And that's because this Bergens want to destroy their whole colony. They want to, they literally eat them like they are a fun treat, and they think that eating trolls is brings them happiness. What a crazy plot line. Now that I'm saying it out loud, this movie is nuts. These people on, you know, drugs while they wrote this script. Now that I'm saying it out loud, good gravy. Okay, anyway. So she's all happy and their little community is under attack by Bergens, or at least under threat. And Branch is a real negative Nancy, and he's getting super annoyed at Princess Poppy for being in such a good mood, for being able to have joy and being joyful. And she says, hey, I know it's not all cupcakes and rainbows, but I'd rather go through life thinking that it is mostly, I said that wrong. Can we repeat this? All right, this is what I was trying to do it off the top of my head. I don't even remember Bible verses, but I'm going to go ahead and give Trolls a run. Let me find it. Here we go. Hey, I know it's not all cupcakes and rainbows, but I'd rather go through life thinking that it mostly is instead of being like you. You don't sing, you don't dance, so gray all the time. What happened to you? Listen, friends, I want to say that about 99% of the people I see on Facebook. Okay? I'm telling you, so profound. When I heard this quote, because my daughter watched Trolls like 8 gazillion million times, it always stuck out to me as so sweet and so simple yet so profound. Because my friends, I know it's not all cupcakes and rainbows, but I would rather go through life thinking that it mostly is. Because it is mostly. In fact, let's get all Jesus-y about it. One of the reasons he died for us is so that we could experience heaven right here on earth. And what a tragedy if we never experience that profound gift. So we're going to start laughing around here a lot more. All right, buckle up. Even if I have to tell you every single one of my most embarrassing stories, even the one where my mom accidentally found the contents of my marital drawer. All right, people are like, Anna, I've heard this story a million times. Stop talking about it. It was traumatic. I will never stop talking about it. And it gets worse. I don't know why I haven't bought a safe yet. I'm cheap. I don't want to buy a safe. All I'm saying is that we were moving and the mover had the box that had the contents of our marital drawer in it, and he dropped it in front of my parents and it started to go off and move around, if you know what I mean. And my mom was like, what is that? Let me figure out what it is. And I screamed, don't you dare. And then she did anyway. And it was horrifying. It was one of the worst things that ever happened to me. And listen, I'll tell you that story. If it makes you laugh, if it makes you cringe, maybe I won't. Probably makes you cringe. Whatever. I've got somewhere I've fallen downstairs in front of, I think it was like, I don't know, 20 people. I just fell down the stairs in front of all of them. And I just looked up and they were all staring at me. Okay. I've seen some stuff. All right. And I will tell you every single story if it'll make you laugh. Because laughing is just, I mean, let me tell you, talk about one of God's gifts. So through this podcast, we are going to learn about joy. We're going to learn about how to find joy within our relationships, with our body, with aging, with our careers, all right? We're going to make laughing a priority. I have lined up incredible interviews with some of the funniest people around right now, okay? Melissa Radke, know who she is? Hilarious online personality, all right? I'm sure you've seen many of her videos on Facebook. You've probably shared them. She is author of Eat Cake, Be Brave, and is also shooting her new TV show that will air on USA. She's going to be on the show. What about Tiffany from Juggling the Jenkins? All right, let me tell you something. If you haven't seen this woman's hilarious videos, you've been living under a rock. I think she has nearly 2 million followers right now. It's absolutely insane. Insane. All right? She has this series called Why I'm Confusing as a Wife videos. Oh my gosh. There's this, like, my favorites. Google it. She also tackles incredibly tough topics of addiction and recovery, depression, and anxiety, and I cannot wait to talk to her about joy. I also speak to my dear friend Tyler, who works with Charity Water, traveling the world to extremely rural, poverty-stricken villages, and his life has been completely transformed by the joy that he experienced from the people who would walk miles and miles each and every day just to get water for their family, and the water was filthy. And I got so much more in the books, guys. So much more. I'm so excited. It's just, I can't. You guys are like, I get it. You're excited. Well, listen, I am, okay? It's just getting so good. And I have to say, I am just so honored to have you listening and with me on this journey. I really want us to do this joy thing together, to commit to one another that we're going to laugh. We are going to find joy wherever we can find it, probably in yesterday's makeup, okay? Most assuredly in forgiving elastic pants, all right? We're going to be giving out some elbow room. We're going to have some compassion. We're going to have some mercy, some forgiveness. We're going to let our anger at injustices propel us towards action, but we won't forget our joy. We'll carry it with us to make lasting, loving change. And before we get there, and I know I'm getting a little carried away, okay? Some of you are like, okay, Anna, you know what? Simmer down. I'm stuck in traffic and, all right, just calm down. But guys, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So this is what's to come is just bananas. But for today, though, let's shift gears because we've got some joy killers to talk about. Today is our last episode in the joy killer series. And I got to say, there are actually like a gazillion joy killers. It was so hard to choose. But today I wanted to end on one that I think is really important because almost all of us have suffered from it one time or another or chronically. And that is procrastination. Oh my God. Gosh, is that a joy killer? So here is what you can expect in this episode. I chat with my favorite person on the planet, my sister, Jenny Penton of Planner Perfect. We talk about my embarrassing bra fitting that recently occurred, all right, which reminded my sister of her embarrassing bra fitting where she gets called out in public, which reminded me of a really humiliating bra fitting that happened when I was in my teens that my sister is fully to blame for. Then, we get into the joy killer topic, which we talk about we talk about a study that reveals why procrastination causes depression and why depression causes procrastination and the one tested factor that destroys them both. Procrastination and depression are very linked. They are causal. They are highly correlated with each other and they are cyclical. They cause each other. Around and around they go. Procrastination causes depression. Depression causes procrastination. It's amazing. And we talk about the one thing that destroys them both. All right. What else? How to make a mind shift to stop the procrastination habit. And then how to make self-regulation, discipline, and getting crap done a life-changing habit through planning and other tangible skills. Then, of course, Jen and I talk about what we're into. It is a must-listen episode. Okay, let's get started. Hey, I gotta just take a quick second to talk about Casper. I'm not talking about the ghost, okay? If you have back problems, old injuries that rear their ugly head, or simple sleep or comfort issues, then listen up because I think Casper is your solution. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest. Listen, you spend one third of your life sleeping, so you might as well be comfortable. Am I right? I've been mattress shopping before, and it was nightmarish. There was like 500 different kinds, firm, soft, sort of firm. I was laying on all of them. I couldn't tell the difference. And who really knows what's the best one anyway? Let's make it simple and just pick the best from the get-go. Casper offers two different kinds of mattresses, the Wave and Essential. They combine multiple supportive memory foams for the perfect amount of both sink and bounce. And here's why it's so affordable. Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you with hassle-free returns, and it's delivered right to your door in a small, how do they do that, sized box. And if you think it's too good to be true, just go to Amazon and read the reviews. You'll see. So here's what you're going to do. To get $50 off towards your select mattress, visit casper.com/AANDS. That's A for Anna and Susanna. And use code AANDS at checkout. That's casper.com/AANDS using code AANDS at checkout to get $50 off your select mattress. AANDS. Don't forget it.
Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I am here with my sister, Jenny Penton of Planner Perfect. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Okay, so we had some technical difficulties, and I've said the same joke three times. So now is number four, and I'm going to say it, and she's going to make laugh. So here we go. I was talking to you about, which I hadn't told you, that I needed to go bra shopping. And So, you know, I go, and I just tell Rob, like, go somewhere else in the mall. Well, at one point, I come out to follow the girl to see where the bras are, and Rob is in Victoria's Secret pushing the stroller, and Lucy sees me. So immediately I just pretend that I don't even see her. She's like, mommy! So she's screaming mommy as they exit the store. Okay, and I just let that go.
Oh, my god!
So I go in, and I decide to get fitted, and I just feel like such a big girl. I feel like because, you know, we talked about this. When I was a teen, you would try to get me fitted. I was like, no, I'm going to go just pick a bra and try it on, and if it fits, then we're good to go. Okay. And right. So you would always want me to get fitted, and this time around, I was going to get it done. I've got two bras left that actually kind of fit at all. They were both worn during Poppy, which means they've experienced a lot.
Exactly.
And I didn't realize how gross the bra was until I went back there. She's like, well, we'll just send, you know, Andrea back there. And, you know, I noticed that I had like a permanent like sweat stain, like a half moon on the cup. I was like, well.
Oh my gosh. Do they make you take off your shirt to measure?
Wait, you don't take off your shirt to measure?
Don't tell me you had your shirt off already by the time Andrea got in there.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I don't think I never take off my shirt.
Well, good thing at least I had a bra on. Could you imagine Andrea then? She's like, oh my. I'm like, let's do this.
Oh gosh. See how inexperienced you are.
Well, they always look at my bra anyway. The last time I did it, she was all up in my bra, lifting it, moving it, adjusting it. So I just thought that's what you do. So anyway, I'm in there with my ratty gross bra, and she was like, okay, well, she didn't even measure me, and she looked like she was 19. She's like, let's just try on this demi. I go, well, I hate demis. I spill out of them. And so then she's like, you know what? Let's try a 36. If you spill out of a demi, let's try a 36. I know this sounds crazy. Octo D. You know, every possible D on the planet. She's like, there's so many D's that they actually run off the thing on the back. Oh, no. So let's try this D. I tried that on. I was like, listen here, Andrea. Don't like. Okay. It doesn't even feel good. Now the cup is big. I'm spill. And that's the thing about these Demis. I spill out of them even when they're huge. She's like, okay, it's a little cuppage on the side. I was like, get me a full coverage. Mm-hmm. 36 double D. Stop wasting my time. So anyway, we got out of there and I got some new bras. I feel like a new woman. My boobs are up nice and high. And I'm telling you, everybody, this reminds me, though, of a story when you took your oldest daughter to go get measured, which she was just like me. She was like, don't you dare get an attendant.
Right. And she's also, I mean, larger chested. So, you know, there's just some insecurities there. She's 16 and she was infinity D. And so you just, you know, it would, you just want to be dues on your own, just your mom and you, that's all.
Yeah, you can see, yeah, exactly. You, and then people are throwing out words like ease. You're like, listen, you better shut your freaking face with that letter. You know, because we don't, even though a double D is actually an E, which I didn't know.
Is it really?
And a triple D is actually a G.
Wow.
So I had a friend who seemed totally normal, and she told me she was like a 36G. I was like, sir, is it G-ja, what? I mean, I don't even... But that's actually just a triple D. So anyway, so you're in there with her. Tell us the story.
Well, we went to like Yonkers or Dillard's, and we went to this one store that had all these Oreo bras. And I thought, you know, I got this. She's like, Mom, whatever you do, do not, under any circumstances, have someone come back here and help me. You just go do it. And so I had already gone back and forth with her a little bit and we were unsuccessful. Okay. So I went back out again.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, I got this. I mean, listen, I've been wearing bras for a long time. I can do this. And this really hip chick had this tape around her neck and she was like, hey, how can I help you? I'm like, listen, you know, you have a 16-year-old girl back there, doesn't want to get fitted. So, you know, I got this. I know I can do it. She's like, mm-hmm. And I go, oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and find what she needs. And she's like, well, what size do you think you are? I'm like, and I, you know, look down at my chest. I'm 38D is, you know, what I'm wearing. She's like, girl, you are no 38D. She pulled me by my ear. Okay. She pulled me by my ear, threw me in the back room with my daughter. Like we're two little girls.
Yeah.
Who don't know what we're doing. And within, and Abby's like, the door just opens up. She's thinking it's me. It's the lady and me. And we both like, you know, have our arms up within 1 second getting measured. Two little girls. She's given us each our bras to try on.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, so that's how much I know. It's always best to get fitted.
Well, and that reminds me of when I was a teenager and you and Mom took me to get a bra.
I took you by myself one time too at JCPenney or something as well.
Oh, I'm totally sure. You always did all of my back to school shopping, which is another hilarious story of when Mom didn't like anything that we bought. Okay, I got to tell this story real quick. Jenny took me back to school shopping and I was like in the sixth grade and you were probably like 17 or 18 maybe.
Yeah.
And we went and got all these clothes.
We were jazzed. We had Diet Pepsis in hand. We had a wad of cash.
Yeah. We had a wad of cash. We went and got Diet Pepsis. We were feeling so good about ourselves. We tried on all of these cute clothes.
Right. And we scored. I mean, we really liked them.
Very much. And I was kind of a chunky kid, so I probably wasn't that easy to fit stuff into, but we made it work.
Yeah, so it took us all day because we wanted to really get it right, and it took us all day, and so we were exhausted by the time we got home.
Yeah, we're like, we need to get out of the kids section and start going into the lady juniors. Like, I was in, like, you know, a higher level.
Right.
And we came home, and I, at this time, we were sharing a bedroom, so we both had a bed in a bedroom. And Mom, you know, I modeled for Mom all my new clothes. And at the end of it, Mom was like, gosh, girls, I don't think I like anything. I don't think any of this looks good on Anna. And I just burst into tears. I was like, how dare you? And I went up into the room, slammed the door, threw myself on the bed like I was Scarlett O'Hara, and just started bawling. No less No less than 1 minute later, Jenny throws the door open, throws herself on the bed, and starts crying. Okay? All right. So then after we are sobbing in our bed, mind you, I'm the child. She's 19. Okay? You were like 19 working at Estee Lauder. Okay? You weren't a kid. You threw yourself on the bed. Mom came in about, she gave us some time to get through the whales. Mom came in, okay, pulled up a chair. You and I both sat at the edge of our respective beds. Mom pulled up a chair between us and just, girls, let's talk about this. And gently just, we're like, and you're like, we were at the mall all day. We gave it our heart and our soul. You're like, Mom, I left my heart on these Esprit sweatshirts. Do you even know how cool Esprit is? Look, she's wearing a Benetton polo, you know.
I am Benetton. Don't get me started. I know.
Yeah. So we it was horrible. Yeah. So anyway, another time my mom and Jenny decided to take me to go look for a bra. And at this particular Victoria's Secret, the fitting rooms were on the selling floor. So there wasn't some other separate room. You actually went in on the selling floor, which, bad idea. Doesn't make any sense. So I'm in there and I'm trying a bra on and I don't know what I'm doing. And Mom, you know, back then it would take me like 15 minutes to even buckle the thing. You know, my arms would be all tired. I'd have like a hook off. And so Mom knocks on the door and I'm like, and she wants to see. And I go, well, no, you're going to open the door. I'm in my bra. And she's like, oh, let me see. So she opens the door and she's like cracked it open. Okay.
Yeah. And she's like, all discreet.
Well, yeah. All discreet. She's like, oh, that's cute. All of a sudden I hear you and you're like, let me see. You took the door and you whip it open. I am fully exposed to the entire sales room floor. And I look eyes with somebody's boyfriend. We make literal eye contact. Okay.
I know. I remember.
And you're like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. And I'm like, I was like, can you guys shut the door, please? And you were like, oh, nobody cares. Who cares?
You probably had your undies on too because you didn't know any better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not supposed to just wear my underwear, too, when I get fitted?
Yeah. One of Mom's JCPenney packages of 7 where it goes up to my boobs. Okay, with a few, with one too many period stains, I'll tell you that. At that age, I had no idea. It was like Russian roulette on when my period was coming. I was clueless. So anyway, so yes, yeah, that's probably I guess I'm still naked waiting for her to show up. So anyway, that I'll never forget it. The horror of you open and people are just walking by looking at me totally exposed. And you're like,
hey. You were just my baby sister. What's there to look at? I mean, you're trying so hard, nothing to see here, but I need to see. And I've got a big stroller with, you know, 3 grandkids in it. I got to get a good look here. I know. Everyone's outside.
Fully exposed. And I got to tell you, I also got some underwear and they don't have the low rise bikini like they used to. It's just regular bikini. And I got to tell you something, buddy. I was also wearing underwear that I wore for my pregnancy. And I have to tell you, I felt really skinny because those things were real stretched out, okay? And so I felt really skinny. You know, they were kind of loose and baggy the way underwear shouldn't be. And now that I'm wearing underwear that fits, I have to tell you, I constantly think everything that I'm wearing is tight because my underwear is tight.
It's bad.
So you know what I'm talking about. If your underwear is tight, you think your jeans are tight. You think your shirt's tight.
You feel fat if your underwear is tight.
Yeah, and I'm like muffin topping. I'm like, why am I? I've never muffin topped on these jeans. No, I'm muffin topping on my undies. So
exactly, I hate that.
I'm starting. So good thing I saved a couple of my old trusty baggies because it makes me feel better about myself. So anyway.
Well, whatever it takes, it's a mental game.
Yeah, totally. And so Rob's like, oh, we're keeping the ones with the holes. Keeping the ones with the holes. Okay. I was like, yeah, I feel skinny in them. So what now? Okay, so buddy, I've been talking about joy killers throughout this entire month, and I've talked about complaining being a joy killer. I've talked about indifference being a joy killer, living mediocre, judging other people being a joy killer. And for today, there are actually so many joy killers, I really couldn't break them up. But one I wanted to talk about today is procrastination as being a huge joy killer. Right. In fact, I put off doing this podcast for so long that it was like this whole week has sucked. It's been like a rain cloud over my head all week long because I have put this thing off. Okay. And so procrastination can be so, it can just be such a burden. And I wanted to share this with you. Some studies have come out about depression and procrastination where they are actually linked. If someone is depressed, they tend to procrastinate. And if someone procrastinates, they tend to get depressed. So they are intertwined and they apply forwards and backwards, right? Right.
Kind of keeps you stuck.
Right, exactly. And the one factor in this test that they tested for that eliminates both was self-regulation, meaning mm-hmm. that when people were disciplined, they were not depressed or procrastinated. So right. that immediately eliminated both. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to talk to you today about procrastination because I suffer with it. I think so many of us just suffer with it. We get these amazing ideas, but then we get paralyzed by fear or, you know, what if this doesn't, you know, what if this doesn't take off? And so that's fear is a big one. Some of it's just, you know, I was talking about the book Eat That Frog, where when it comes to daily to-dos, the book Eat the Frog by Brian Tracy, it really tells you do the absolute worst thing first, and then the rest of your day is pretty much cake. But right. sometimes we procrastinate. We procrastinate losing weight. I'll start that on Monday, first of the month. Like, I'll only start a diet unless it's the first of the month Monday or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Or, you know, you won't reconcile a relationship. You keep putting that off or right. whatever we put off. And then it just follows us like this ghost mm-hmm. that we need to do, whether it's a task or a relationship or going back to church when you haven't gone, when we keep putting stuff off, it can really make you be depressed. And then when you're depressed, it can really, then you'll procrastinate more. So actually what the psychologist recommended was that if you are feeling down in the dumps, if you're feeling kind of depressed, the best thing you can do is to be disciplined and to regulate yourself and to get things done, because mm-hmm. that will actually help boost your mood. So for instance, one of the psychologists had just lost his mom mm-hmm. and he was exhausted and depressed from all of his travel and missing her and grieving. And so he had been in this cycle of depression and procrastination, and he knew at the same time he was doing this study. So when he found these results, he was like, okay, self-regulatory or self-regulating, this is the one factor that changes everything. So he started to force himself to get back into his rhythm, back into his schedule, start to get things done. Because I've talked before that progress equals happiness. And mm-hmm. so when we're actually progressing and working towards something, that brings a sense of joy and satisfaction. So the reason right. why I wanted to talk to you today is because you being Miss Planner Perfect, mm-hmm. the queen of planning and planning out your life, I think you know a lot about this and a lot about the negative effects of procrastination and how important it is to self-regulate ourselves and to plan things and to get things done.
Yeah, for sure. I understand what that means, you know, in terms of what you're talking about with the guy who just got back into his rhythm and then found that you kind of gained then some momentum. That's what's happening there. And then you can get back into the swing of things. And then you're just thinking higher thoughts and better thoughts and you're feeling better. And so then when you feel better, you do better and you don't procrastinate so much anymore. So that's just very true. Sometimes if I know that I need to bake like 5 loaves of bread or something uh-huh. to feed my family, I look at the mixer and I'm like, you devil, you know, yeah. because it's something more that I love baking too, but sometimes I just know what I'm in for and I'll just stare at it and I won't want to do it. But I just do it. I always tell even my girls, implant are perfect. I mean, that Nike slogan is right. I mean, you just do it. So once I pour the water in the bowl and get the yeast in, I'm done. I'm ready. I get my apron on and put light in the candle and I'm ready. It's just a matter of just taking those steps and just doing it and getting started. But
you're all bitter about it at first. And then like an hour later, you're like, that's what I'm doing. And you're
you get excited. You just get excited, but it is so true. Sometimes if you're not looking forward to doing something, sometimes just doing it is all you need to do. Now, sometimes though, if you're having a bad day, sometimes you just need to write it out. I mean, but it's something, if it lasts more than a day, that's when you know you need to just, you know, really work on your thoughts and just get moving. But sometimes you just need to write it out and just continue on with the bad day. Because I know my husband will be like, you know, why are you in such a bad mood? I'm like, I'm in a bad mood and I'm going to stay in a bad mood. And no one's going to make me get out of this bad mood. Okay. So that's, no one wants to be told to get out of their bad mood. And you just got so much momentum going in that negative way. It's just like, you know, joy comes in the morning and I wake up, I'm like, hey, good morning. John's like, okay. But sometimes you just need to write it out.
Or you got
to
take a nap or something. Like you're just too tired.
Take a nap.
Like get the pressure off. Seriously. Take a nap. Joy's in the morning.
Take a nap. So that's another way to do it. But then also too, I learned something very, very, very informative, and it works. And that was, and I think I talked to you about it too, this Marissa Peer, this psychologist who works with people about procrastination. She works with the brain and the subconscious mind, the mind and the subconscious mind. And she was talking about how a lot of times we procrastinate because our minds are designed to keep us away from pain and to lead us towards pleasure. And whenever we do a lot of self-sabotage, which we find ourselves doing, if we're not consciously awake most of the time, which most of us aren't, we will self-sabotage ourselves majority of the time. We will say we loathe doing this, we loathe doing that, we don't want to do this. But these are actually all the things that we have to do in our lives. You know, I'd rather die than take a walk. I'd rather die than do low carb again. I'd rather die than, you know, wash these dishes. It's those kind of things. Then your mind takes notes. I mean, just literally think of your subconscious mind with a notepad and a pen, licking it, saying, oh, she doesn't want to do this.
Yep.
She doesn't want to do these dishes. Well, then I'll go ahead and make her really tired. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and make her, give her absolutely no motivation in these areas to do the, you know, what she said she does not want, because the mind is meant to help you.
Yes.
And so if that's something that you are saying is bringing you pain, it's going to pull you away from it. It's going to make you tired, lethargic. It could even make you sick just so you don't do those things. So she said, all you have to do then is to change the way you talk. And this is important for all of us to know and understand anyways, because as we think and what we say is who we are. And so we want to say, I start to get out a gratitude journal.
Yeah.
That's one of the best ways to do it. And start licking your pen and just start going with it. And just, I love taking a walk and getting air in my lungs and feeling so charged for the day. I love, you know, keeping the house clean. It makes me feel really organized when I get that done. Mm-hmm. And soon what happens is then you don't need motivation externally, which is basically motivation is when you're kicking yourself and you're trying to get motivated from outside yourself. What you really want is inspiration from within. And you are totally equipped for all of that. And when you are setting yourself up with the right thoughts and the right words, then your own mind will make you feel inspired from within. So you'll wake up ready, you know, on both feet. Just, you got your pen licked, you're ready to plan out your day. And I'm into just really getting inspired within the day, saying how, you know, I love God to just divinely speak to me through my quiet time. And when I am just in that joy spot, that vibration that he's in, and he just, I just get so many ideas.
Yeah.
And I start flooding my ideas down and doing them. And I'm just inspired from within. So I always know that when I'm feeling anything other than joy, that it's just a clue that I've, you know, pinched myself off from God a little bit and I need to get plugged back in, but everything's okay. You know, either take that nap, just take the first steps, and start noticing your self-talk.
Right. I also think that it's really important to investigate and explore why the procrastination is happening. So back when we were talking about we were talking about the body. I mean, I had even mentioned that I realized that I was self-sabotaging myself when it came to getting healthy and stuff like that. And so trying to go back and just being aware of, why do I keep putting this off? I know for me, certain things that I'll put off tend to be the things that are hard. I think that's what it's painful when it's hard. So for instance, I also have ALT Designs, which is a separate kind of company, I suppose, if you will, that does branding and web design and all of these certain things. When I am creating a website, when I am dreaming up somebody's brand, that is so easy for me. It is so that I have no problem finding motivation to do it. I will do it the first thing when I wake up. I'll do it at night. I'll do it. I mean, it's just one of those things that comes easy. Writing for me, even though I'm a writer, is hard. Mm-hmm. Coming up with video ideas, coming up with what can I do? So I, you know, thinking about, well, what would be a really good podcast? What will this look like? What should I do? That is harder for me. And personally, I feel like much more is on the line because I have a public persona. So if I get this wrong and I do this video and everybody hates it, then it has a much higher consequence than maybe a client saying, hey, can we use the color pink instead of orange, et cetera.
Right. So, you know, that's really good though, because what that really is, what you need to be doing is focusing on staying happy. Mm-hmm. It's all about feeling. And once we get into the feeling of just feeling good and do things that make us feel good, then that's when ideas flow.
They flow like crazy. And then you start to get really excited because you're like, oh, I finally have that idea. And our mom has talked about this before. Sometimes she says, you know, procrastination can have a benefit if you're trying to push something. You know, she says sometimes you just have to hover around it like an airplane. You just have to circle for a while. Mm-hmm. And it feels like procrastination and you're just frustrated.
Listen, but you got to... Yeah. No, our mom, this is exactly what mom did. I was talking to you earlier about how our mom really, you know, you just don't even notice how great your mom is until it takes a little while, you know, because she doesn't directly tell you. It's just how she lived, you know.
Yeah.
And then you look back what mom used to do when she had to clean the whole house. Now, mind you, I never liked the way mom cleaned. I still don't. And I think that I have full-time cleaning ladies because that's how much I hate it. I think she scarred me. I mean, she was like, she'd put the white glove on and it would snap at the wist and she'd check your work.
We were abused orphans or something.
Oh, man. And she would say to me, I go, hey, mom, can I go spend the night over Andrea? She's like, yeah, that's fine. Anyways, make sure you go to bed on time because you're coming home at 7 a.m. because we're cleaning.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we'll have pizza.
Yeah. She tried to act like ordering a pizza made all that labor all right.
I know, this pizza is not going to help, okay?
Yeah.
But one of the things that my mom did, which is just so this is how we ought to all live our lives. She really did know how to live. She always said that living life was an art form, and she just really nailed it.
Hey guys, real quick, I just got off the ModCloth website, and holy crap, their stuff is cute. So unique, so fun, and so perfect for all types of women, which is why I love them. Now they're geared up for autumn. Put a stylish spin on the season with classics like a tweed blazer, a corduroy jumper, not to mention bold silhouettes, rich textures, and yes, plenty of plaid. And while you look, you'll easily find a variety of styles in a full-size range from XX small to 4X. I've never shopped at a store so cute that accommodated such a wide range of sizes. And as you know, one of the hardest parts of ordering online is not knowing how it'll fit. Not a problem. Their team of mod stylists will hook you up with a complimentary sizing and styling help. I actually have my eye on a Mosey into Cozy oversized cardigan that I cannot wait to wear because fall is coming, people. Fall is coming. It's cute and it's casual and something you'd wear curled up by a fire. So, you know, all of that is pretty much me in a nutshell. So here's what you're going to do. To get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com, that's modcloth.com, and enter code AANDS at checkout. This offer is valid for one-time use only and expires on November 3rd, 2018. So for all of the followers of this podcast, here's what you're going to do. To get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com, modcloth.com, and enter code AANDS at checkout. Remember, this offer is valid for one-time use only and expires on November 3rd, 2018. So hurry up!
And when she didn't really want to get going on something, she would just sit down and make herself a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm scrubbing floors and I look over and she was she would dust a shelf and she'd pull off a good book and sit down and read the book and drink tea. I'm like, well, no wonder why it takes 12 hours to clean. Uh-huh. And she'd laugh and she'd giggle and she's like, I know, but I'm just not motivated right now. I have to feel better and feel good and just give myself some love so I can continue on. Uh-huh. But is that right? Is that not right? I mean, yeah. That's exactly what we ought to do. And don't be so hard on yourself. And when I don't feel, sometimes if I don't feel like doing something, I'll go and pamper myself a little bit. I'll put my feet up a little bit. I'll go grab, get some favorite coffee. And pretty soon in no time, you're feeling happy. You're getting in that, getting your mojo back. And then you're ready.
Right. Well, you know, and I've mentioned this before. One thing that I like to do is that if there's something that I'm not really keen with, then I try to create positive associations with my brain. So I love audiobooks, and there's just some audiobooks that I could just listen to all the time. And so I'll try to listen to them whenever I can. And I discipline myself that I would only listen to these things when I was exercising or cleaning. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't let myself just chill on the couch with my earbuds in, which is what I really wanted to do. I needed to be actively doing something. And then I found it myself cleaning. I would clean the kitchen and then I would go downstairs and put in laundry. And then I'm cleaning my bathrooms because I was enjoying myself so much. Right. So that's why I always say, listen, if you're having a hard time keeping up with the podcast –
plus, you don't get to hear your kids. It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you can ignore them and,
yeah, I know. And then Rob will just keep talking. I'm like, oh, okay. So then after he's like, you know, 5 minutes in, I pull out an earbud and I'm like, hello, what?
I know.
Yeah. So sometimes creating those positive associations help with procrastination too.
Yeah, it just puts you in that good feeling space.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that is so simple. And I think so many of us, and, you know, I've seen studies before or something on BuzzFeed that'll be like, you know, actually procrastination is associated with really smart people, or procrastination is actually linked to, you know, I think procrastination can have its place, especially if you're in the circling mode. I mean, sometimes you just have to circle around something like in an airplane until you can land. It's just, you're not ready to land. The conditions aren't quite there yet. And so that's when it's so good to be just so patient and to wait it out and to be good on yourself. But there are other things that we are just letting lay around. You know, procrastination to me feels like hoarding, because every little thing that you're procrastinating is like living in a room that's so cluttered you can barely move, and then it just follows you. You know, every room you go into, this gigantic things of stuff that you're just not doing is following you, and it hovers over you, and it's – I'm telling you, you got to start making progress. It just – it's so intrinsically linked to feeling good, feeling happy, feeling like you are making progress on something.
And if you're fearful about something, because fear can do it.
Yeah.
You know, I had a woman whom her mother had passed, and so she had all of her belongings in her house, and she had a really hard time. She lived almost as though she was, what were those shows called?
Hoarders?
Yeah, hoarders. But she felt like that because all of her mom and dad's belongings were in the house, and but she couldn't even walk around the house. And but yet she's this wonderful woman, and she just didn't know. She didn't want to part with this, you know, and there was just a lot of fear and just, you know, change and all of that kind of thing, and really just moving things out and making room for new and starting over. And sometimes the best thing to do. And she has now cleaned it all. She says, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, being able to just face my fear. And I actually was going to go talk about that with my girls, too, is that facing your fears is probably one of the best things you can ever do for yourself. And basically, you know, you overcome it when you can look at the thing that you used to think you were afraid about, and there's no emotional charge to it. So you want to be able, if it rises up, it's always going to come around and be bigger. If you don't face it, just like you said, it's going to follow you around. It's going to just keep bugging you. Right. And it's just, it's almost as though God's just really just tapping you on the shoulder over and over and over again. You know, you need to handle this, but you're not. And so even when it comes to emotional things and spiritual things, I mean, it's best to, with fear, you can let it come up and then look at it for face at face value. And I have a quick example of that is I have a long run of teeth problems with my children over here, and it caused a lot of trauma in me. And I had a situation just recently where two of my boys were having this pain, and I was like, well, here it is again. It just kept thinking, because I used to focus on what I didn't want all the time, and it was their teeth. It was, I used to just push the fear down, just push it down. It's a new day, just push it down. I never faced it ever. And I always kept having reoccurring problems with it. And I thought, Jenny, you need to face this fear. And I need to trust God and know that everything's always working out for me, that everything is always okay. Yeah. And so I pulled it up and I looked at it and I said, you know, whatever needs to happen, he's going to be okay. And I'm going to be okay. And I gave it over to God. And it took probably 10 different times where I could feel it in my stomach, the fear. Yeah. And I had to pull it up. And I said, okay, I see you. I see you. And I had to say those soothing words to myself each time until it came, till it wasn't there anymore. And which is, here's the miraculous thing about it, is that both children, nothing needed to be done at this time. And it was just one of those things that was just, but I don't have an emotional charge to that anymore. And it was just like, it's so freeing. You want to be there. So the things that you're afraid of, you need to face them and you need to look at them and you need to say, whatever it is, God's going to guide me to the best person, the best place, the best dentist, the best whatever there is. I'm going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine and be better for it. You have to be able to face that to be able to move on, because ultimately fear is resistance to exactly everything that you do want.
Yeah.
So you have to face it.
Yeah. You know, in the previous episode, I talked about how this is a little bit different type of fear, but so much of our fear and so many reasons why we procrastinate is the ultimate question that we all ask ourselves when we're afraid to do something, especially if it's within our purpose or if it's something that could be life changing. And that is, we ask, what does this say about me? And so our fear is, if I try to lose weight, or I go and I spend money to get a gym membership, or I do this or I do that, and I fail, what will it say about me? Mm-hmm. If I want to start a cookie, if I want to open up my own bakery and it fails, what will it say about me? And that question of what will it say about me, when if your identity is rooted in Christ, it doesn't say anything about you. It means you tried something, you learned, and it's going to be one little experience in your pocket. It doesn't mean anything.
It's the ego.
Right.
It's the ego, which I learned from, I think it's Dr. Wayne Dyer. He said it stands for edging God out.
Yeah. Right.
Which is kind of cool.
Right. So, you know, I think what will it say about me is one of those, it's just one of those things that can hold us back if we are just afraid. So we put it off. So if I, you know, and if you look back, you can really discover it as a fear of things that you didn't even think. So if you're putting off calling a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time, I would wonder if there's a hidden fear that they're not going to respond, and then you're going to say, well, what does that say about me? Or, you know, all these little things that we put off, applying for a particular job, Well, if I don't get it, what will that say about me? We're so afraid of what something might say about us that we live our life on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's another flip side to that, is that when you trust in God's divine timing for things, mm-hmm. you'll know, because you'll be led. It'll pop into your head. So I had a time, one time when I wasn't talking to my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Sue.
Uh-huh.
And I got woken up in the middle of the night that God just said, call Sue. And I didn't stop. I went from church to church. I remember I knew it was Awana night. And I was going from church to church trying to find her. Because I hadn't talked to her in so long. I didn't know which church she was at. I tried to call her and she wouldn't answer. And it didn't matter at all, because I knew that this is what I was supposed to do. And I called her and we've been reunited and cried ever since. But it's one of those things that, if you allow for divine timing and you allow God's timing, then it's so for sure deal, win, you know in your head that you got to do it, that you're very clear on it.
Yeah.
And you lose the fear, because you are allowing God to direct you instead of you directing yourself. I think a lot of times when we're led to do things on our own, we suffer on our own like that.
Right.
But yeah. When you remain connected to God, and being in joy means that you've let go of stress, fear, worry, and what would happen.
Right.
So if you really and truly are feeling happy and joyful and you're released from all of that, then you're going to be able to allow and to hear God's voice. And then when he says go, go.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Being obedient to the call. I think a lot of the burden of procrastination is not being obedient to the call, and it will Absolutely. Haunt you.
It will. Because he will not stop bugging you.
Exactly.
God will not stop bugging you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they say what doesn't get scheduled doesn't get done. So what kind of tips do you have when it comes to planning your life, planning out your very best life, to help prevent people from procrastinating and to motivate them and excite them to actually getting certain things done?
Well, I teach women how to live an inspired life. And one of the things that's really important to understand is with the way that I teach women to plan is that instead of women taking all of life's demands and trying to schedule them, mm-hmm. they actually push those back and they actually take out a nice sheet of a planning paper and they start feeling how they want to feel in their, they first are going to be writing down their goals just for the month. You know, what do I want September to feel like?
Yeah.
What do I want to do? And you just start there with goals and overhead view of just that month, because that hyper-focus is exciting and exhilarating and you know you can do that. And just start thinking of from the everyday kind of like pumpkin patch, apple picking to I'm going to begin my first book. And the deal is you get detailed with those plans, because the more detailed you are, it's almost like a vision board.
Right.
And then your mind picks it up. So as you're writing down the details of how you're going to start that first book and the details of why and what and where, your soul wise of why you really want to do it, your mind picks it up and motivates you from within. And then when you start writing out your days, you know, you create your own reality. You're not a victim here living, that you've got all these tools to be able to wake up in the morning and say, well, how do I want my morning to look? How do I want my mid-morning to look? And all the way down to the time you go to bed. I know I learned from our mom how to plan. She planned that way. She even would write down with a kind of lotion she was going to be putting on her feet before she went to bed. There was so much self-care mm-hmm. that she did that I have taken on, that it's so important, because when you take care of you, then you can easily take care of your family, and you're not stressed and you're not harried and you know what to say no to if it doesn't align with your goals.
Yeah.
And you're just living a life that is truly an art form. And
mom has always been a quality over quantity woman.
Oh, absolutely.
And she's really kind of like, I've picked up on that, where she's always had the most luxurious robes. Have you ever noticed that about mom? I mean, luxurious. When she reads a book, we're talking the most luxurious robe. Everything is just, the tea is perfect. Everything is perfect, but in small amounts. And I think, you know, I had a friend, I had this really pricey wallet. I've had it for so long. I mean, I really do probably need to upgrade. But when you buy an expensive wallet, it can last, I think I'm on year 10 and the thing still looks fabulous.
Oh, I know.
I had a friend teasing me, and I go, you know, listen, I've had this thing. It's still in style. It's still
gorgeous. Is that Juicy Couture? Yes. Is that the one you got? Oh, Lord. Yeah, I remember that.
I've got a big one, and I've started to use it again. And so I go, well, you have about 45 wallets from Target that are just hoarding and taking up space in your closet that you'll never use again that are falling apart. So why is that better? You know, I would take one pair of really solid, high quality sunglasses than 50 pair of cheap ones that cost the same as the really nice pair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's always something I've learned from mom too. Like, have one really, really good pot instead of 20 crappy pots, you know?
Well, and she goes, hey, listen, fashion trends just come back around. So she keeps her, you know, she's like, check it out. I got my Esprit flip-flops on. 30 years standing. They look great. But, you know, she just has the Coach and the Dooney & Burke. I think she's got two or three amazing leather handbags that are highest quality designer brands, and just a couple different shirts and pants to mix and match, and a couple shirts that are just the highest quality designer clothing. And it's really just, it is truly an art form, and planning your life the way that she has taught me is just a beautiful way to live. And you feel, and you are so in control of your days. And you'll be surprised, a lot of women always complain, I never get anything done. Yet they're planned in an organizer, but they don't have their check mark off by it. And it's because there is no joy in a to-do list. Mm-hmm. You know, they find satisfaction is cool for a while, that you got your toilet cleaned and you're able to finally cross it off. But women are so feeling oriented, and we want to feel like our lives matter, and that everything that we, you know, which they do. And so we ought to live like who we are, and we're more than our to-do list. We're more than what we have to do. And so that's why knowing who you are in Christ like that, being grounded to know who you are, is so beautiful that you script a life accordingly. Right. And that's really what planning the Planner Perfect Way is all about.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So where can... Let everybody know where they can find you, where they can learn more about Planner Perfect, the Planner Perfect method, if they want to pick up some of your planners. Jen is also an artist, and so a lot of her stuff is adorned in her original artwork, which is pretty incredible. So where can they find you?
I'm over at designsbyplannerperfect.com, and then that's where you can find all of our journals, planners, and devotionals. And you also can find me over on Planner Perfect on YouTube and my blog. And I even have a meals blog, so Planner Perfect Meals, you can find me anywhere.
Okay. Now, buddy, I do have a segment that I have started to include. It's called What I'm Into. And I want to include that into you. I hate to put you on the spot. I didn't prepare you beforehand. But let's just go right into what I'm into, what I'm into, what I'm into.
Oh,
I told everybody that if they don't like my song segue, I'm like, well, what do you want for nothing? Because
exactly. We'll see.
I'm not paying nobody to sing that intro. Okay. But when I get rich, I will. It'll be like Christina. Exactly. It'll be like Christina Aguilera. She's like, what I'm into. You know, and I'm like, sing it, ex-Tina. Okay. So, I wanted to talk about what I'm into because the last time you were over, you were wearing these really cute bracelets. Mm-hmm. And
no. You know how I remember? Because, guys, I was wearing a really cute outfit that day. And I remember at the end of the day, we did a live or something, and I came home and she goes, hey, listen, where'd you get all those bracelets? I'm like, bracelets? What about my killer romper I was wearing? You're like, yeah, of course that was cute. But anyway, where'd you get the bracelets? I'm like, oh, gosh.
Well, let me tell you something. Jen always wants a recap. So she's like, she wants a recap. So she's like, after we get together, she's like, you know, we'll get together for a family event. And she's like, I'm like, man, what'd you think about, like, you know, my pulled pork? Was that good? And she's like, yeah, it was good. But what's odd is that you didn't say anything about my strappy sandals. I'm really confused. And I was wearing a really cute romper. And Oddly enough, you haven't said a word about it. And I'm like, well, listen, Romper, yeah, I was glad that you didn't get a camel toe, because that's...
When you only have one sister, you've got to try to get it from some of my girls. Don't help me out. I mean, how do you say this? So, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. Tell whatever child that is that we've got to get what I'm into. So I am into these Pure Vita bracelets. I had to ask her where you got them. They're kind of pricey, but you can have like a membership. They're super cute. You can wear them in the shower.
They're not pricey.
Well, kind of. I mean, if you get one tiny one, but I like to bulk up. I like getting a ton.
Yeah.
So, but there, you can get a membership.
$15 a month? Is it 15? It's $15 a month.
It's $15 a month if you do the membership, but then you can buy them separately. But it's called Pure Vita. They have the cutest bracelets. Yeah. They go good with like anything. So that is currently what I'm into. I could not actually think of anything else. What are you into right now?
Oh, good. Easy. Kate Spade wallets. Hello.
Oh, are you the one? Oh, so you're not piling up Target wallets. You're piling up Kate Spade wallets.
Yeah, buddy, I got rid of Target bags. That was so 10 years ago. Okay. I am upset now. Listen, I just found the world of Kate Spade wallets, and I've gone bananas. Now, bananas, I mean two. But I absolutely love them, okay?
Yeah.
And also, you joke that... Well, I tried to leave Anna's house the other day, and she screamed as though someone was about to slaughter her because I didn't have candy in my purse.
Lucy did. My daughter did.
Yes, yes.
So and Lucy, Lucy, when my mom comes over, Jenny, I don't really use a big purse, but Jenny and my mom do. And my mom always has gum for Lucy. And so when Lucy sees a big purse, she asks for gum. So Jenny had a big purse, and so Lucy asked for gum, and Jenny didn't have a piece, and Lucy didn't take that well at all.
No, she didn't. It was really horrible. I hated it. I was like, what kind of aunt am I anyway? There's a lot of self-sabotaging thoughts on the way home. But, I'm all packed and ready for her next time. But the one big thing that I was totally into is that I've been toting these big, huge purses for a while, and now my youngest is 5. But I do have a grandson that I do have all the time. So sometimes if I'm with him, I'll bring my big purses so I can put in diapers and blah, blah, blah. But now what I'm into is the Kate Spade. I don't even know if you know this about me, Anna, but the coach, what are they called? Oh, crossbodies. I'm into crossbodies.
I like crossbodies. I've always loved crossbodies.
I know you do. Now, these are sleek and beautiful. I got a really cute Kate Spade. It's like black and white stripes. So sleek. Has her cute little, you know, brassy logo on it. And then I put one of her cute little small, I'm doing a small wallet, which for me is crazy. Because usually I'm into those passport size wallets because truly they hold a large amount of things and I love it.
Yeah, right.
But I got these, anyway, that's what I'm into. Kate Spade wallets and cross body purses.
Okay, well, everybody, look, I mean, are they pricey? Are they really expensive, or are they reasonable?
They are, but did we talk about quality over quantity?
Okay, so get one.
There's no, there is no lack, guys. Okay, there is no lack.
So save up. Focus on getting something that you really cherish. Yes.
Yeah. Good about it. So never say you can never have something that you really want. Just have it in your mind's eye that you want it, and you'll get it soon enough.
See how it arrives. Absolutely. Yes. Okay. I love that. All right, buddy. Well, this was so much fun having you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Jenny is actually in the Word Up Club. She is going to be leading a session on how to plan. I know it's like, well, how hard is it to plan? Well, it is hard. Otherwise, we'd all be doing it and we'd all have really highly successful lives.
Why
we don't? Because we don't plan. So Jen's going to be teaching that in the workshop in October for the Word Up Club. So if you would like to join us in the Word Up Club, go to AnnaAndSusannahShow.com/join because we've got a lot of workshops going on. But all right, buddy. Well, thank you so much for hanging with us today. And we will, you know, we'll hang out with you again soon.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. Thanks, you guys.
Bye. Well, that was fun. I feel like I need to do that again sometime, all right? Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. And I wanted to take just one more second to mention the Word Up Club. For our members, remember, this Wednesday is our live book club going over Ann Voskamp's 1,000 Gifts. And listen, if you procrastinate and you're not finished yet, show up anyway. Okay, you're on chapter 1. All right, there ain't no shame in your game. Show up. We're going to talk about it. We're going to hang. We're going to have so much fun. And I will also be announcing our book for September. And I'll be doing another giveaway. It doesn't get much better than that. If you are not in the Word Up Club, come hang. Will you please? I'm just so tired of you not hanging out with us. We have actually upgraded the Word Up Club as well. Here's some things that you can expect. Every month, we have an amazing exclusive workshop. This past month was we worked with Sarah Crockett talking about how to get into God's presence. People were crying. I had chills. It was amazing. Next month, we are talking about spiritual gifts. I know that that is a big question a lot of people have. So we're going to be talking about temperaments, personality, and your own spiritual gift. And listen, you don't need to be necessarily a Christian to get so much out of this. So I think you'd really, really like it. After that, we're going to be learning about planning. We've got so many workshops coming around the corner that are going to be a blast. We also have in this club the Word Up Book Club, and we pick a book of the month and we go over it together and we check in periodically and have a live book club, which is an absolute blast. And if I can swing it, I'm going to get the author to come join us for the book club. I've already have some things in the works, okay? So that's pretty awesome. Each week, we also meditate on the same verse together, and we also do a Word Up Joy Challenge, which has really challenged me, and actually, it's like totally changing my life, and I'm not exaggerating. I love the Word Up Challenges. So if you would like to join us, I wish you would. Go to annaandsusannashow.com/join to learn more. I've got everything you need in the show's notes. So if we mention something in this show today, including what I'm into, you'll find all of that information in the show's notes. Okay, guys, that is it for me today. Next week, it's not that serious. And I can't wait. So this is the part of the podcast where I say, until next time, goodbye.